This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel kept pounding the Gaza Strip on Tuesday. Israel's campaign to eradicate Hamas militants behind an October 7th massacre in Israel has killed nearly 20,000 Gazans, according to the Palestinian enclave's health ministry. The U.S. designates Hamas a terrorist organization. Yemen's pro-Palestinian Houthi movement vowed to defy a U.S.-led naval mission and kept hitting Israeli targets in the Red Sea, or to keep, following comments from U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
This is not just a U.S. issue. This is an international problem, and it deserves an international response.
Emergency authorities in China have issued an appeal for hundreds of additional workers to conduct earthquake search and rescue operations. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
A spokesman for Gansu Provincial Emergency Management tells a news conference an earthquake of 6.2 magnitude has hit the region, the depth of focus of the quake around 6 miles. Well over 100 people have died and more than 500 people injured when the quake struck in Gansu, close to the provincial border with Tianhai. Footage shows a mudslide in a Gansu village and soldiers clearing falling bricks and cinder blocks. Photos and videos posted by a student at Lanzhou University showed students hastily leaving a dormitory building and standing outside with long down jackets over their pajamas. Audio courtesy China News Service. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
At least 127 people so far are known dead from the quake. This is VOA News. Some U.S. news now. Flooded roads, downed trees, and power knocked out to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in a storm that barreled into the northeastern United States. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In Cape Natick, Maine, station WMTW recorded waves crashing on the shoreline. Monday's storm forced flight cancellations, school closures, and killed at least 4 people. The National Weather Service says by mid-morning, more than 5 inches of rain fell in parts of New Jersey and northeastern Pennsylvania, and wind gusts reached nearly 70 miles an hour along the southern New England shoreline. In Hingham, Massachusetts, an 89-year-old man was killed when high winds caused a tree to fall on a trailer, and police say part of a tree fell on a man in Windham, Maine, as he was removing debris from his roof. I'm Donna Warder.
It's holiday shopping season, and as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, Walmart, Target, and other major retailers are working to increase shipping speeds, that to compete with the king of overnight and same-day delivery, Amazon.
Walmart and Target are spending on warehouse upgrades and new facilities. Walmart uses more than 4,000 of its stores as fulfillment centers and delivery hubs for online orders. The company says it's adding 40 so-called parcel stations to stores in 9 states. Target is augmenting its warehouses with a $100 million investment, which is expected to help with next-day delivery.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's possible final legal challenge to stop his extradition from Britain to the United States, where he is wanted on criminal charges, will be held at London's High Court in February, his supporters said Tuesday. Assange is wanted by U.S. authorities on 18 counts, including one under a spying act relating to WikiLeaks' release of vast troves of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables, which Washington said had put lives in danger. President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday that Russia would be prepared to talk to Ukraine, the United States, and Europe about the future of Ukraine if they wanted to, but that Moscow would defend its national interests. Putin, who sent troops into Ukraine in 2022, has repeatedly said he would be prepared to talk about peace, though Western officials say he is waiting for the U.S. presidential election in November before making a genuine effort. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.